using the same word, like if you would say, let's say Peggy's a lot better than Jane, you'd say, Peggy, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is just a lot...
worse, or just, is a problem child, I would use for that category. Yeah.
Or if Peggy's a good child, and really a nice child, and let's say if Peggy's better than Jane, and you would say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
better? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
a lot worse. So that's what you mean then.
Yeah, and using the word in the using the word a form of the word love, you would say Peggy is a lot.
Well, Peggy is a bad child. And you're speaking of, aren't you? I mean,
no, it's a good child. Peggy is a good child, and you just use the form of the word.
Peggy
love.
is a loving child, or
a lot.
Better? I don't get you.
Okay, on the next one. Your brother's son is called your...
My brother's son is called my nephew. Mm-hmm.
And a child that's lost his father and his mother is called a...
orphan?
A person... Well, you know, a lot of times when you take a child to a christening, and the person that holds the child, you know, when you go up to the priest, yeah. And the person that holds a child and that is supposedly responsible for the child, what is that person called?
My father. Mm-hmm.
And then if the person, if let's say if the person has been, if the parents have died and he's taken them over and he'd be considered his legal.
Yes.
Or like the person who takes care of the orphan would be considered his legal.
Guardian.
And a woman who, let's see, here. Let's say, you happen to mention, you're talking about your relatives a while back. Do you happen to know any other terms that you would call your relatives?
Jokingly, I'd call my country cousins, those who lived out in the country. And, well, we use a term, he's a distant relative, or he's a near relative.
Okay, and then if I say to you, let's say if there's another Pellissier that moved from California, and you never knew him, you know, and you know that he is, someone may come up to you and say, that you have the same family name, but if the person doesn't look a bit like you, you would say, I'm actually...
Anybody with a Pellissier name, I always claim them as a relative, of course. It's the safest thing for me to do around here.
Okay, well,
they all relate them just about.
But let's say if he really wasn't, and that the person had changed his name over during his lifetime, and you'd say, well, then you would say, well, and you know that person isn't, then you would say, I'm actually...
Well, of course, I hadn't changed my name. I wouldn't be saying I'm actually not a Pellissier. Is that what you're talking about?
No, or the person, you know, that you would say, well, he's actually...
I don't know what I'd
say. The person said, you know, you're of the same family, and you know he isn't. And then you would say, no, he's actually...
I have no statement I would make to that. I don't know what you want me to say. Mm-hmm. There's a lady in Elmira, Ohio, who wrote me, had the same name as my mother, Josephine